entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing.
Deeply revealing. I'm tending to agree with Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz questioning the FBI Director Christopher Wray today, as the House Judiciary Committee begins to look more into the FBI and how it's been doing various things, including their request to have a new FISA warrant approved, just as it's always been. No changes. We're doing everything by the book. Everything's been good. No, they're not. And we're going to break it down for you. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, July 12, 2023. I remind you now, every day at noon, Monday through Friday, we are doing a live stream, and we're appearing on numerous platforms. On Rumble, you can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, our News Talk STL. That'll take you to one of our live platforms. We're also on Larry Connors USA Facebook and Larry Connors USA Twitter and News Talk STL Facebook and News Talk STL Twitter. You can't miss us. So make sure you and your friends are aware if you can watch live at noon, and of course, we certainly appreciate you listening to the 6 o'clock daily report. So what we have underway now, as you were hearing Congressman Gaetz question the FBI Director Wray, when he began saying, I'm sitting here with my father, and I want to know, are you going to deliver the money or not? He was reading what was written by Hunter Biden in an app to a foreigner who supposedly were going to supply them $5 to $10 million. They were wanting to maybe make it just $5 million for the two of them. That would be Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, according to the allegations. But Hunter Biden said, oh, no. Five for each of us. Are you going to deliver it or not? And my father is sitting here right with me as I write this to you. Now, let's get down to facts. That was written, apparently, and that, I think, has been certainly documented by Hunter Biden on one of his app programs he was using in a communication with a foreign agent. And, of course, which means Hunter Biden was also doing business as an unregistered agent in the U.S. as a foreign agent. That's a crime. Because they're going after Gal Luft, one of the whistleblowers, for that very thing. But Hunter Biden gets a pass on it. But the fact is, we do not know if Hunter Biden, when he said, my father is sitting right here with me, we do not know if that is a fact. Don't jump to conclusion. It could have been that Joe Biden was in the room with him. He may or may not have been aware of what was being texted. He may or may not have been having a conversation with his son about it. He may have been there sleeping in a chair. He may have been in another room. The FBI has apparently been asking and wanting to see some video that might prove if he was even in that room at the time Hunter Biden was stating that. So far, that has apparently either been denied, can't be found, or, we don't know. It's not a good day for Christopher Wray or the FBI as he's appearing in front of this committee. This committee is, of course, the Judiciary Committee, headed up by Congressman, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And he said, look at where the FBI is on credibility to begin with. And he pointed out in his opening statement, just look at how they handled the so-called laptop story.
Specific to the FBI, the court said this, the FBI's failure to alert social media companies that the Biden laptop story was real and not Russian disinformation is particularly troubling. The FBI had the laptop in their possession since December 2019 and had warned social media companies repeatedly to look out for, quote, hack and dump operation by the Russians prior to the 2020 election. Even after Facebook specifically asked whether the laptop story was Russian disinformation, the FBI refused to comment, resulting in social media companies' suppression of this story, and as a result, millions of our fellow citizens did not hear this story prior to the November 3rd, 2020 election. Additionally, the FBI was included in industry meetings, bilateral meetings, received and forwarded alleged misinformation to social media companies, and actually misled companies in regard to the laptop story.
All of that is now documented by a court. And we have told you, I have told you repeatedly, we can have all the claims we want about illegal ballots being cast, harvested, duplicate ballots, miscounting ballots, ballots being dumped in the river. We do that all day long. But before the first ballot was cast in the Biden-Trump election, the FBI already had its fist up on the election process, shutting down information such as the Hunter Biden laptop story, denying it existed, and saying when it came out, oh, it's just all Russian disinformation. When they knew better, they had had it for a year. So back to some of the congressman's questions from Congressman Gates to the FBI director. And keep in mind, one of the things the FBI director is in front of the Judiciary Committee for is because they want a renewal of the FBI, the FISA warrant, the ability to tap various phones that they might have foreigners involved in some kind of terrorist activity or money laundering. And if it involves U.S. citizens, they could also be wiretapped. And the abuses of the FISA warrant, we know, we saw through the Trump so-called Russian collusion investigation. So Congressman Gates raises the question about these FISA warrants.
How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure. Actually, that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's findings on that.
Well, the Internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers. I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch?
How many times do these people come to a congressional hearing and say, well, I don't have that answer. I'll get back to you. I don't have the number. Look, I don't expect them to hold every number in their head. But bring a few sheets of paper with the numbers written on it. You know those questions are going to be asked. You're absolutely trying to defuse, detour, derail any questioning along that line, hoping once it's asked, well, I don't have that, we'll get back to you, and everybody will forget about it. We're not going to forget about it. We're going to still demand more answers. Gates admits maybe the report of 2 million was all Internet talk, but the court said 200,000. Do you have a dispute with that, Christopher Wray? Well, I don't really know the number. How do you not know the number? Those are abuses by your agency. Lawbreaking by the FBI, and you don't know the number of times that you've done it? Or you do know, and you actually know it's even bigger, or you do know, and you don't want to admit any of it took place. And then, of course, we have to worry about, once we get into trying to get some resolution, is the FBI doing its job at all? There was a question raised in a previous session by Congressman Mike Lee of Christopher Wray, asking about how these FISA warrants and everything else was being handled and what was being done about this and what was being done about that. And Congressman Gates throws a question right into the face of the FBI director.
The government has reported additional significant violations of the querying standard, including several relating to the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol. So I guess the question, Director Wray, is did you not know when you were answering these questions that the FBI was engaging in these illegal searches, or did you perjure yourself to Senator Lee?
I certainly didn't perjure myself. At the time that I testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I didn't have that piece of information. I will add...
Well, that was a court order. You didn't have that piece of information because the court hadn't yet rendered a judgment. Did you not know when you gave the untruthful answer before Senator Lee that this was going on?
It was a truthful answer. I did not believe FISA had been involved in the January 6th.
But it was. So you didn't... The answer is the FBI has broken so bad that people can go and engage in queries that when you come before the Congress to answer questions, you're like blissfully ignorant. You're blissfully ignorant as to the unlawful queries. You're blissfully ignorant as to the Biden shakedown regime. And it just seems like it gets into a kind of a creepy place.
Yeah, creepy place. And we're going to get more into that before we wrap up today's program. But let me shift gears for you for a moment. I'd mentioned, of course, the whistleblower gal left a moment ago, and all the concerns that we've seen from the FBI, because after gal left testified, or actually gave information about information he said he had about Biden's getting money, talking to some of the FBI agents, they never got back to him, and suddenly he began to fear that my life might be in danger. He started running for his life after he gave some of that comments or those comments to the FBI agents in Brussels. He was reported missing, if you recall, by Congressman Comer. They did not use his name at the time. We didn't know who it was. He just said, we have a credible witness, he's missing. Well, now we know more about the story, but here's the extra little twist. This this is like an agitator in a washing machine. The state-controlled media fires that thing up, and it begins going in every direction. State-controlled media now twisting that story to fit their narrative, claiming that Professor Gal Luft, the whistleblower, and Congressman Comer are both lying.
He's very credible, and the people on MSNBC who made fun of me when I said we had an informant that was missing, they should feel like fools right now.
They are fools.
And this is their worst nightmare because, again, this is a credible witness that the FBI flew all the way to Brussels to interview and sent several agents to interview.
Recapping the news, James Comer's big witness is missing because he's running from the law. He is a literal fugitive from justice. Gal Luft, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, is also facing charges for arms trafficking, violating sanctions against Iran. He has been indicted for being an unregistered agent of the Chinese state. Here's the thing. He was arrested in Cyprus back in February and then subsequently fled and remains a fugitive. Okay, so what happens now to the Republican stunt to take down the Biden administration?
The remarks you were hearing then are coming from Chris Hayes of MSNBC. And taking what Comer had said, and now the story about Gal Luft did flee once he was arrested, trying to avoid being picked up again, fearing because once I get into prison, I may never come out. That's his story. That's his story. I don't have that for fact, but that's his story. But I can tell you this, neither does Chris Hayes. But it's perfect way to spin it and say, the guy's a fugitive. That's why he was missing. He was trying to avoid the law. Well, I'm not sure what you consider law nowadays. You have a clear understanding? I don't. Not the way I see law and justice being handled by prosecutors or those who were bought and paid for by George Soros and all in the progressive side of the party. So here comes Maryland Congressman Raskin talking about the witness, Gal Luft, and the way he characterizes again, this guy is a piece of, you know what?
Well, this was going to be the big mystery whistleblower witness who was finally going to redeem the last 6 months of wasted effort and failures in Republican investigations on the Oversight Committee. And suddenly the whole country knows now the reason he was missing is because he's a fugitive from the U.S. government, fleeing these charges of making false statements, being an arms trafficker, trying to set up this Chinese arms for Iranian oil deal, and then also failing to register as a foreign agent.
Whoa. He failed to register as a foreign agent. The same thing, Hunter Biden failed to register as a foreign agent while he was negotiating all these deals when Daddy was vice president. And then between being vice president and becoming president, he never registered one time. But of course, he's not fleeing because he's got Biden protection. But Raskin, in the midst of talking about that, he couldn't even bring himself to say, similar to what Hunter Biden did? No, of course not. Larry, are you drinking something you shouldn't even have in the studio? No way Congressman Raskin is going to mention Hunter Biden and his crimes in the same linkage as he's trying to put Gal Luft. Now, again, I don't know what's fact and what's fiction reference Gal Luft. I know what the charges are, but they're treating it like he's convicted. Hunter Biden, of course, is free as the bird on the tree outside your house right now. And Raskin said, I was absolutely appalled when all this information began to come out and then we're all leaving Congress and my colleagues on the other side. I thought they would be rethinking their thoughts a little bit, like maybe they've been wrong.
Failing to register as a foreign agent. And, you know, a series of multiple felonies. And it's extraordinary to me as I was leaving the Capitol this evening to learn that my colleagues, rather than simply going home and trying to ride out the news day, are doubling down now and saying that the Department of Justice is going after him because of the wealth of information that he presumably has to give them about, I don't know what, their previous failed efforts at getting Joe Biden, the suspicious activities reports that went nowhere and revealed nothing on Biden or their Form 1023.
The Form 1023 has revealed things. We do know that. And then some of it got redacted. And reference these SARS reports. They're documented bank records. They are going to reveal transactions. Raskin's, he's battling cancer. I'm going to give him some leeway that maybe that's affecting his thought process, but he's absolutely wrong on all of those points he just listed. Talk about doubling down. Did we not have that from Adam Schiffless all the time he was running his committee, claiming he had a credible witness he never presented, evidence he never presented? That was doubling down. We've got a lot to come today. Is Kevin McCarthy getting closer to filing impeachment against Merrick Garland? Also, more attacks on Sound of Freedom. Plus, my next guest experimenting with sexual mutilation of children. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My next guest is going to pick up a subject I've been doing a commentary on earlier today, and I'd also mentioned yesterday because it's just one of these things that just absolutely makes you stop and say, what the hell are we doing? Especially to our kids. My guest, glad to have back on board, John Schweppe. He's policy director for the American Principles Project. John, welcome back.
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
I'm doing great. And by the way, folks, the American Principles Project bills itself as the best and biggest lobbyist for families, and they get a good endorsement from Tucker Carlson, who said, a project that actually does have principles. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm looking at a quote from, and again, you were the policy director, but your CEO was quoted yesterday on response to this particular story, where a pro-transgender university surgeon admitted that he's performing irreversible sex surgeries on prepubescent children who've had no feelings of sexual feelings whatsoever, no ability to consent, nor accomplish the required post-surgical procedures. And as he said, it's very complicated. We're kind of learning as we go. And I say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, we are actually performing scientific experiments on children. And it's actually reminiscent because we're dealing with sterilization, because we're dealing with, you know, mutilation of these bodies. It's reminiscent of the eugenics movement of the 20th century, which, you know, the most famous practitioners of eugenics, of course, were the Nazis. But what we're dealing with here is...
Hey, may I stop, you know, may I stop you on that? I made a point on that in today's commentary directly to Dr. Menja, who was considered the doctor of death, doing exactly that, doing experiments with humans just to see what would happen, and most of them died. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's tragic. And what we're doing, you know, these folks, these activists have been telling us for the last several years, oh, this stuff isn't happening. It's not happening. It's just conservatives making stuff up. Well, now, you know, the evidence is out there. We all know it is happening. We know that they're putting, you know, 8-year-olds on puberty blockers, 14-year-olds on cross-sex hormones, and then even 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds are undergoing the knife, double mastectomies, phalloplasties, vaginoplasties, all these different things. And, you know, ultimately these kids are being left, you know, with mutilated bodies, with the inability to have families. They're totally sterilized. And no one's willing to help them after the fact, right? They have these disfigured bodies where they have to, you know, constantly seek medical care. And if they want to reverse this, no insurance company will cover it. And no doctors are going to do it. I mean, it's really just awful what we're doing to these kids.
All right, let me break this down. First of all, the child just doesn't walk in by themselves, especially if they're as young as some he's talking about here. So a parent or a guardian has to be involved and is agreeing to this?
Yeah, often, you know, and look, at times parents are certainly at fault here. But I will tell you, Larry, you know, one of the things that often happens is these doctors, first it's usually a teacher or a school nurse or some sort of mandatory reporter, you know, pushes the parents to go to a gender clinic. And then the gender clinic, the doctors there tell the parents, hey, you know, do you want to have a dead kid or a kid of a different sex? And they basically bully these parents into saying, you know, if they don't do this, their kid will die. They will kill themselves. This is the only option. And so a lot of these parents, you know, are basically pushed to go along. Again, I think certainly at this point in 2023, we know what's going on. You know, some parents certainly deserve some culpability, but I do feel bad for a lot of them because I think they've been pushed down this road and, you know, they're trying to do best by their kids when obviously they're actually disfiguring them and harming them.
And unfortunately, then many of those kids we know might later have issues. In fact, we know some have. But this doctor that's been quoted in this particular article, let me point out for everyone that it's Dr. Blair Peters. I'm not making up the name. Dr. Blair Peters, a Canadian trained, admits that he is a queer surgeon, as he calls himself, at the Oregon Health and Science University, in an interview said, I think definitely we're going to be learning a lot more about this in the next 5 to 10 years as we just see increasing numbers of these cases. They're expecting more and more children to be sexually mutilated with or without parental permission or bullying of the parents.
Yeah, it's a social contagion, and we're seeing it. This makes no sense otherwise. You know, we're having, I think it's like 40% of Gen Z now identifies as LGBTQ. Obviously, there's a contagion aspect to it. And, you know, they see this, you know, for whatever reason, the left seems obsessed with killing as many babies and children as possible. And that's what this is about. We're going to see huge numbers of kids unable to produce families, unable to really live a fulfilling life. And, you know, the sad thing is these suicide rates, which they love to bully parents on to say, hey, you have to put your kid down this road to transgenderism. The suicide rates don't change. They actually, you know, post going through all this stuff, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these kids still remain very, you know, at risk for self-harm. And you're even hearing stories in Canada now of detransitioners actually going under the assisted suicide program because they're so upset with their bodies. So this is something we really need to ban, 100% ban it across the board. We have to protect kids from this.
And countries in Europe are actually doing that, saying we're backing away from this. Now, I had a listener ask, said, you know, well, they can't really go and get it without parental permission, but the state of California and others have said that if you get here, even without your parents, we will carry out the surgery for you. Is that incorrect or is that fact?
That's 100% correct. California, Minnesota, there's other blue states as well, are passing essentially transgender sanctuary state laws that say that parental rights end at when it comes to transgender care, that kids basically can have access to all of this
stuff. We're not talking about age 18. We're still talking about well below 18.
We are talking about children. That's correct.
So again, this doctor and this quote itself is it just strikes me in so many ways, and I'm not sure the way it's written if it's actually his quote, but I think the issue is clear that what we're doing right now is this suppressant of the adolescents. No one's really have any good data on it. And they're just now beginning to put it together. In other words, they're kind of learning and figuring out what works using children as experiments.
Yeah. And actually, to be honest, Larry, there is some data on it. And the data isn't good. You know, ultimately, even puberty blockers, which they love to claim are reversible, they cause permanent damage to the body. They can lead to osteoporosis. They can lead to all sorts of different things. You know, and again, I don't think this is a small thing, sterilization, right? And I think, you know, when you're talking about the potential risk of a 10-year-old being sterilized, I mean, this is just something incredible that we don't do in America. We don't believe in sterilizing kids. This is wrong.
But the other thing, prepubescent, I mean, as even the doctor is pointing out, these are children who've had no genital engagement, even of self-stimulation. Correct. At that point. They don't even know what that is or what to do with it one way or the other at that point, and they're moving them into this mutilation. It's nothing short of mutilation.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, we're dealing with, I think that the doctors who embrace this stuff, you're dealing with people who frankly are demonic. I don't know what else to really call it, but you're dealing with people who are truly evil. We've seen this on the abortion issue with Dr. Gosnell and others who frankly are motivated truly by the most horrific things. And, you know, ultimately that's what is happening here. There's no medically good reason to chop off a 15-year-old's breast. There's just none. It's a horrific thing. We're on par. You know, we talk about female, you've probably heard of this, the female genital mutilation that happens in some Muslim countries. And we've always been, you know, here in America, that's horrific. We are better than that. Well, guess what? We're really not. We're really not, because we're doing that right here, right now. And we have the president of the United States, Joe Biden, saying that this is a human right to do this to children. And
so I'm glad you brought that up. You're listening to John Schweppe. He's with the American Principles Project, the policy director. But the CEO of the group yesterday, the president of the group, stated the reason you're seeing the Democrats play this up, play the trans issue, is to basically signal to their base that, as you were mentioning, Biden is the boldest candidate they're going to get. So if you want to continue to go to detransitioning kids, then you want to stick with Joe Biden and the Progressive Party.
Yeah, Joe Biden has actually been 100% with the trans movement on everything from day one. You know, he actually had an executive order on day one, you know, basically trying to protect health care for trans kids, which means genital mutilation and sterilization, and then also even things like women's sports and private spaces, making sure that men have access to those as well. And he's been a radical on this. Now, it's not clear whether he's cognizant of this or present, you know, where what stage of dementia he's at right now, but certainly his administration has been incredibly supportive of this horrific agenda.
In the last 30 seconds, we can talk about this, but we may just be talking to the choir. How many out there do you think say, oh, this is still nonsense, it's not really happening?
Well, you'll hear it from the media once in a while, but I think at this point people know it's happening, and 70 to 75% of the country is against it. Now it's up to Republicans to make this a political issue and really hang it around the Democrats' necks as we go into 2024.
Yeah, that I would agree with. And I want some of them to hang with it, as a matter of fact. John Schweppe, I appreciate you joining us again. American Principles Project. We'll do it again, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry.
You bet. And speaking of how some of the people are fighting against things, you would say, why would you fight against that? Like kidnapping children, putting them into sex dens, that movie that's being attacked. We're going to get into that. And also, is McCarthy ready to file impeachment against the Attorney General? Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website and see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now meth is the recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I raised the question about impeachment inquiry. And the reason I raised that question is based upon what the IRS whistleblower has told us. He said that David Weiss, in a meeting of six people, said he got denied to have a special counsel. He was denied to prosecute. Why did Hunter Biden, why did they wait 6 years so the statute of limitations on one of the most serious elements of Hunter Biden, where he doesn't have to pay on hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, to go to the side? Why they move indictments faster on other people? Well, based upon that meeting and based upon what Garland has told us, someone is lying. And in doing so, I raised the question is, we have to know who in this process is lying. And if it is found that Attorney General Garland is lying, that rises to the level of an impeachment inquiry. And that would be a different investigation. And that would be based upon the facts of what we know.
That is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And, of course, as House Speaker, he's overseeing all of these committees that are carrying out various investigations inside the House. They have the House Oversight Committee under James Comer. They have Judiciary Committee, which is hearing from Christopher Wray, the FBI director today, and others as well. In the Senate, they don't have the power of subpoena because they don't have control of the Senate. They are allowed to sit on various committees that are put together, and you've got Senators Johnson and Grassley doing what they can to find out more about IRS taxes and Hunter Biden, and then you've got the House, Comer, and so forth, looking at the FBI and some of its alleged violations. And when I say that, I really want to broaden that a bit for you. You may know an FBI agent, an IRS agent, and they're fine, church-going, loving parents, all of that. They have a job to do, and if they're doing it properly, then I have no issue. But I know, like any job, even in maybe one you have, that sometimes if the boss tells you to do something and you don't think it's exactly ethical, much less right or moral in any way, if you don't do it, they'll find somebody who will. And you have to think about your family. So we always have to be careful when we start throwing the labels around about the FBI, the IRS, the government in general. Be aware that there are individuals. They may actually be part of the swamp and the dirty nastiness that takes place. Then again, they're just trying their best to support and protect their family and their job. But at some point, it gets to be too much for them. That's like the whistleblower that McCarthy was talking about, saying, look, what these whistleblowers are telling us, like the IRS whistleblower, that they were denied the ability to move forward to what they wanted to do. One of them had said clearly, I was told you cannot ask about the big guy. Can't ask who it is. I think everybody knows, suspects who the big guy is, but the question should be allowed to be asked. The other side doesn't have to answer. They were also told you cannot get inside that house that belongs to Biden, even though there were, quote, more than reasonable issues raised that there would be legitimate search carried out, but it's Biden's property. And suddenly it just doesn't meet the high standard. And when I say high standard, that's the one they set for you and me and Americans in general. But if you're in the protected class, in this case, the Biden class, standards tend to vary, don't they? You ever done anything like carpentry work? I have a motto, and I've told you numerous times about my motto, and that is, I don't do projects. But I did learn early when I was doing some things that my dad had me doing that there was a simple rule, and that is measure twice so you cut only once. And then I had another question that kind of got me sent to my room for a while. Good, got me out of doing it. Well, how do I know the ruler is correct, Dad? Who measured the ruler? See, I'm being a little smart aleck. I know I was. And when he came in with the belt, I paid for it. But I think here we have to ask these whistleblowers if they are as credible as they have appeared in their past shows, and there's nothing that shows on any social media or anything that they have political aspirations or anything. We need to at least listen, and then we need to pursue. So McCarthy has said, yeah, I'm looking at some of what they say they've been denied. If so, then that's a reason to possibly file impeachment against Merrick Garland. Now, the other thing is the money that's supposedly been coming and going back and forth to the Biden crime family. I know some of you don't like me using the term crime family. Tough. I'm going to do it anyway. Larry, do you know for a fact that they're criminals? Okay. Send me to my room again. I got smart aleck. But the bottom line is I'm going to continue using it. But McCarthy says we are beginning to learn more and more about these transactions of money from foreign entities to Biden's in various ways.
All this information that you're finding out about the Biden family, that is work that is being done right now from investigations that are coming forward from the IRS whistleblower we're finding out. And an interesting thing I think people have to look at was coming out of oversight. 16 of the 17 payments that Romania paid to the Biden family came while the then President Biden was vice president. It's interesting how they set this system up. Anybody that watches this show that runs businesses, they actually get paid for the product they make. Why do you run shell companies? Why do you try to hide from it? Why, when he becomes vice president, why does his family create almost 20 companies, shell companies, in this process? It's very concerning, and I think people have to get the answers to the bottom of this so they know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, those are all legitimate questions. Why do you have to have all these shell companies? When you start creating shell companies, you're trying to hide something. It's that clear and simple. And then he has more details on how the money then actually gets funneled in the process into these shell companies. Again, Congressman McCarthy.
As soon as the money comes into one shell company, one third of it goes within the next time frame down to the Biden family that then goes into different members of the Biden family. They don't produce anything. And think of the companies, the countries we're talking about, Romania, Ukraine, China, Russia. Why aren't they doing any business with the UK, with France, with Germany, if they're an expert when it comes to whatever they're working on? It seems odd to me.
Yeah, it does seem odd, doesn't it? You know why they're not doing it? Because they are not going to partake in the money exchanges, apparently, that the Biden family wants. So today we have the congressional hearing underway as we began today's program I was telling you about, and Christopher Wray being questioned intensely. Congressman Matt Gaetz was throwing a lot of stuff at him. I want to go back to a couple of things that we didn't have time for in the beginning of the program, and it basically comes down to this, and I think we can all accept this fact. The way the FBI has been operating, even though when Christopher Wray indicated, I'm going to clean it up, it's going to become spick and span clean, we're not seeing any evidence of that because we've seen continuous violations. Congressman Gaetz.
Just so the American people realize, the court has smacked you down, ruling FBI personnel apparently conducted queries for improper personal reasons. People were looking themselves up. They were looking their ex-lovers up. Who has been held accountable or fired as a consequence of the FBI using the FISA process as their, like, creepy personal snoop machine?
There have been instances in which individuals have had disciplinary action and who are no longer with it. I can't get into it here, but we can follow back up.
But don't you see that that's kind of the thing, Director Wray, that you preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history? People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are.
Now, you may or may not agree with the last statement, considering how Hoover, now we know how he ran the FBI, basically as his own private clandestine information gathering machine to use against congressmen members if they weren't going to give him what he wanted, and or against Martin Luther King or anyone else he chose to be an enemy. But we're seeing that right here with the way the FBI has been carrying out a lot of its investigations. Gates was not done. But then Christopher Wray had a remark, and Gates had a quick response.
People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
Whoa, they deserve better than you. Bam! Huh. So, I'm going to wrap up this today's 6 o'clock daily report for you in the sense of reminding you that there's so much call and praise for the movie that's been released, The Sound of Freedom, about children being kidnapped, sold into sex dens, and yet, unbelievably, there are many that are saying, oh, it's just kind of made up for movies. That story still to come.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking. But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory. Tell us how those two things work together.
Yeah, there's no way they work together. You're just manufacturing that. That was Rothschild, a critic, Mike Rothschild, on CNN, and the anchor saying, well, how does all of this tie into QAnon? They want to take anything that they think can be tied to QAnon and say, if you believe and you're worried about children being trafficked for sex, that you must be a QAnon alliance. No, you're not. You care about children. Even Democrats who have children should care about their kids when it comes to sexual mutilation and our kids being brought across our border with the Biden permission and basically turned into sex dens. That's what the movie was all about, The Sound of Fury. And it was absolutely, Sound of Freedom, I should say. And it basically blew out the latest adventure, the last adventure of the Raiders of the Lost Ark type thing. But the bottom line is, the Indiana Jones movie, the bottom line is the critics have to find a way to destroy the movie and the people that might go see it.
The most durable and the most believable conspiracy theories are not entirely false. There's something in them that is true and the rest of it is false. But the believers point to the one true thing and they say, oh, you don't believe that this particular thing is true. In terms of child trafficking, we know trafficking is real. We know it has real victims. No one is denying that. But these films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites, and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel, and by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down. So there's a very participatory element. You're not just going to see a movie, you're just killing 2 hours on a hot day. You are helping bring down these pedophile rings and save children. Now, it's not true, but it's a very comforting and it's a very warm feeling to have.
I would find those remarks disgusting at every level. He should be praising the fact that it's being made into a movie and the public's being alerted to it. But no, they want to find a way to dismiss it. Don't miss our second hour coming up. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.